Hello world, my name is Dr. Kulmeet Kunles. Welcome to my channel Kunles MD. Today, March 14, 2024 is a World Kidney Day. This day is dedicated to create awareness that chronic kidney disease is a common problem and it is by and large preventable. And now with the advent of newer medications and proper lifestyle, chronic kidney disease could be prevented and it is fully treatable. But unfortunately, there is not enough awareness among patients, among physicians, and there is general lack of kidney specialists. There are not enough good public health policies which are supporting our kidney health. There are significant improvement in the medications, but unfortunately they are expensive and our medical economics is behind the innovation and the new drugs which are available in order to prevent chronic kidney disease. Let's talk about why we have to celebrate a dedicated day to chronic kidney diseases. It is well known, as I mentioned, people are not aware of that much. Number two, physicians also do not give enough credence. There is a significant data emerging that now even with the availability of such good medications which could prevent progression of chronic kidney disease or stop you where you are in track, these medications are not used. There are multiple reasons for that, but one of the most common reason is physician awareness. There is not enough funding for these medications, which makes it very unique and complicated situation. What is the theme of World Kidney Day? The theme of 2024 World Kidney Day is advancing equitable kidney care and optimal medication treatment and adherence to the practices. Chronic kidney disease by and large is preventable with proper lifestyle and proper choice of medications, which have been ignored for years. The newer medications which are available, they are not being used in that frequency which is intended to be used, leading to worsening of the renal function. Before, let's understand the problem. Chronic kidney disease is a big issue as a world and also in the United States. There are about 850 million people who are living with chronic kidney disease. Further, we must understand there is a difference between chronic kidney disease and kidney failure, which we will discuss in a minute. About 15% of US population have chronic kidney disease. And chronic kidney disease lead to multiple comorbidities, and the most feared one is a heart attack and stroke. It also interferes with your medication. It fears with what medication choices your physicians can make. How do we understand chronic kidney disease? Even with all the advances we have up till now, there was not a significant way we could measure your kidney function test properly. We used to use creatinine and creatinine clearance in the past, which was not a good test. You could lose half of your kidneys before it will move up a couple of points. These days, we use electronic glomerular filtration rate. What this means is, it is a calculated assessment how much your kidney is filtering per minute based on your body surface area. Your GFR or eGFR can vary from 120, which is the maximum, to zero when you have a chronic kidney disease. Between zero and 120, there are five different stages. Stage 1, 2, 3, 4, and stage 5. But for the sake of simplicity, we all need to remember the number 60. If your eGFR is more than 60, you need to use all the prudence and all the prevention in lifestyle, but you do not have kidney failure. Once your kidney functions or eGFR decreases less than 60, you will be deemed having a chronic kidney disease, because at that stage it starts affecting your physiology. If you lose your kidney function from 60 to 30, that is stage 3, from 30 to 15 is stage 4, and when it goes less than 15, that's chronic kidney disease or stage 5, where you will need hemodialysis or other dialysis modalities. The reason for this awareness campaign is we could do a lot to intervene. If you live good lifestyle, you could prevent chronic kidney disease altogether. But if you develop chronic kidney disease and you are having the risk factors, we have now very effective medications. Up till recently, all the resources and the research was dedicated towards kidney replacement therapies, meaning for the end stage, when you have lost the kidneys, what way we are going to continue to filter your blood, whether in the form of transplants or improved technologies and techniques with the dialysis, whether it's a peritoneal dialysis or hemodialysis. Now, with the advent of medications, we could halt the progression of kidney disease significantly. Not only you need to have a clean lifestyle, now we have very effective medications. What is the role of kidneys in your body? Kidney is a very active organ. It controls how much blood volume you have. It controls acid-base balance. It controls your electrolytes. It helps you to make blood through a hormone called erythropoietin. So it is involved in multiple processes. Kidney has a sensors which kind of says how much blood volume or blood pressure you are having. Once your blood volume or blood pressure goes down, kidney produces a hormone which is called renin. This renin goes to your lungs, and there is another protein, angiotensinogen, and converts into angiotensin 1, and later on under the enzyme which we call converting enzyme, it gets converted to ultimate product. 2 is the strongest vasoconstrictor, which constricts your blood vessels and increase your blood pressure. See, this is where our physiology works against us. Like allergies, where your own immune system is attacking your body, here also, if you have, for any reason, there is a decreased flow to the kidneys, even though you may have enough blood, but if there is blockages to the kidneys, your renin angiotensinogen system gets activated, and it tends to increase your blood pressure, even when you have a high blood pressure. This is where our physiology works against us. Angiotensin not only constricts the blood vessels, it also leads to the production of 2 more hormones. One is it goes to your adrenal glands and make it produce a hormone called aldosterone, which is required to conserve salt and water and dump your potassium. There is another hormone which gets secreted from your pituitary gland, which is called ADH, which retains your water. That's the thirst hormone. So it is a very complicated mechanism which goes in. Now let's discuss what are the medications which we could use which will help to protect your kidney functions. Number one is the weak class of medication we call ACE inhibitors. You might have heard the names, common names, which medications which we write are lisinopril, benzopril, monopril. They go and stop the making of angiotensin 2 and help lower your blood pressure. Then when the angiotensin 2 gets made, it has to act on certain receptors. There is a class of medication we call ARBs. Common on this one are valsartan, losartan. There are 5 or 6 in this class. Those medications help to protect your kidney functions. There is another class of medication which blocks the, even when the renin gets produced, it stops the action of renin right there. There is another class of medication which goes and stops the function of aldosterone. there is one class of medication which is called SGLT2, the common name which you might have heard, Jardiance and Farxiga. These medications not only control your diabetes, they also protect your kidneys and protect your renal functions. These days, Ozempic, Trulicity, Mounjaro, Wegovy, these medications also are shown to halt the production or progression of the renal diseases. So we have very effective tools. If we use these tools properly, plus we use proper lifestyle. What are the lifestyle modifications you need to do? Number one, balanced diet. Next, regular exercise, 30 minutes, 5 times a week, preferably 7 days a week. Manage your stress. Stress directly leads to production or activation of renin-angiotensin system. Proper sleep. When it comes to the kidneys, high protein diet can damage your kidneys because kidneys have to filter those proteins and absorb those proteins. Make sure you are not on a very high protein diet. I think once you reach chronic kidney disease, your primary care physician or your nephrologist will guide you, which are very specific and curtailed to you. Proper lifestyle and also taking these medications to control your blood pressure, diabetes, cholesterol can help lower your risk factors. We need to have a political will to help us. I'm a primary care physician. I struggle with this problem every day. Me and my patient can come up with the best plan and I write the best medication for them, but unfortunately, the patient's insurance doesn't cover it. I am not blaming anybody, but we must make these life-sustaining medications available to our patients. We cannot come up with the best medications on this earth and not have a system to pay for it. And that's where the healthcare disparities kick in. If you're wealthy, fortunately, you do not have to worry. You will be able to afford the medications. If you are left behind and you are on one of the government program like Medicaid, your all the medications are covered. But vast majority of us are middle-aged, and those are the people, they have some resources, they don't have significant amount of disposable income, and they are not being taken care of by public health programs. Those are the ones suffer. They are not candidate for any kind of pharmacy, public assistance, prescription assistance programs. So this is a very major problem. I truly believe we need to make this life-sustaining medications available freely, and we must work with the policymakers or at least raise awareness that this is a problem. If we manage our risk factors and we are honest with ourselves and we are given or prescribed proper medications and you have proper resources to procure them, we should be able to either absolutely prevent you from going to stage 5 chronic kidney disease requiring kidney replacement therapy in the form of dialysis or kidney transplant, or we should be able to slow the progression so that your other risk factors are taken care of properly. I hope I have made it enough point that we have chronic kidney disease, which is of epidemic proportion. It is preventable with proper lifestyle when you're young. But if you have reached at the last stages of your kidney disease with these medications, we can definitely halt the progression of disease so that you do not end up on dialysis. This is a significant improvement in which we could not imagine a couple of years ago that we will be able to come up with the strategies to properly delay or halt the progression of kidney disease. Thank you very much for your attention. Please do not forget to subscribe to our channel. This will help us keep us motivated, continue to produce content like this. Thank you very much. And remember, today, March 14, 2024, is a World Kidney Disease. Let's all join together to create awareness and adopt healthy lifestyle. Thank you very much.